Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. Hope you're all well. Side Village Day 2, London, Kensington Town Hall. And I'm speaking to Barclays extraordinaire, Lax. Hello, Lax.
Hi, Paul.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Lax, there's a lot going on with Barclays at the moment, isn't there? There's a lot of people on the stand today. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's going on, what you're doing, what you're up to?
Yeah, sure. So Barclays has the aim of being the most accessible go-to bank. And so what we're doing is showcasing some of our products and services which we offer to customers for their accessibility needs.
Yeah.
So for example, one of the things that I'm showing on behalf of the IT accessibility team is this thing called My Computer, My Way.
Oh.
And so we partnered with the charity AbilityNet.
Yeah.
So on our website, which is accessibility.barclays.com, we provide information on how people can adjust their smart device settings to suit their needs. So for example, if you have a visual impairment, we have information on how you can make the text larger, how to change the colors, how to create your own style sheet, and also how to enable VoiceOver, which is the screen reader for Apple.
Yep.
Also, we're showcasing our high visibility debit cards, which are really popular. I've already ordered some yesterday for some customers.
Brilliant.
So we've got them in bright and bold colours.
I have one.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Mine's a yellow and blue one with the big arrow on it.
Okay,
the big yellow arrow.
No, so do you find that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. I can see it a bit, so that's all I need. It just does help.
Yeah, it's great because you can distinguish it from your other debit cards, and you can also order it with a little notch on the side.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, so that you know what direction to put it in the ATM or card reader, etc. And I guess the thing that's really, you know, popular amongst people today are our contactless devices. So we've got the BPay band.
Okay.
We've also got it in the form of a fob and also a sticker.
Yeah.
So the way it works is that it's got a chip inside. So when you register your device, you can link it to any UK current account. So you don't have to be a Barclays customer to use it.
Oh, hang on, repeat that. So you can. So it's not. So rather than going, you've decided to open BPay out to everybody. So all the banks. So it doesn't matter what bank account you've got.
Yeah, it does not matter what bank account you've got. You can use the BPay band or the fob or the sticker.
And I've got one. I'm wearing one now, and I like the idea of it because I don't really want to get my phone out. I'm not at the stage where I want to get my phone out in public, and I certainly don't want to get my. I don't like using my credit card as contactless, and just have it on your wrist, and just to be able to go, and it does, because also what you find is that people, like retailers, often take the card from you as well, and so you lose control of it a little bit. Whereas it's hard to sort of grab your arm too much.
No, it's true.
Know.
It's true, and it's a much safer option because the way that it works is that through the application, so the BPay app, or from the internet, you top up a certain amount. So at the moment with contactless payments, you have a maximum spend limit of £30.
Yeah.
Yep. So for example, if you've only topped up £20 and you accidentally lose your wristband, then the maximum you'd ever lose is the amount you've topped up.
Oh, okay.
Whereas like if you're using a contactless card,
you can spend £100 a day or something.
Yeah, and then if you lose it, you have to cancel the card, and it's a lot of hassle.
Okay.
So yeah, it's also very safe to use. And yeah, there's a lot of good feedback happening. And
it is. You sold loads of them yesterday. I know that. Is the deal on today again?
Because you had it is. It's a 50% discount.
Excellent.
So today the band is £12.50, the fob is £10, and the sticker is £7.50.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I suppose the only one thing I'm trying to think of is a question I had, and I just can't think of it. Oh. I know that the app is accessible because I was using it yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's even got things like when you put your passcode in, it'll say, you know, if you put in a one, it'll say one, and then it'll say one of five numbers entered.
Okay,
so you always know how many you've put in.
Yeah.
Which is good. The only thing, obviously, that that people will find difficult is putting in the code for the individual fob. And so what can people do? I mean, would it be something that people would be best to go in the branch and do, or can you, is there any way of phoning in once you've got it and asking the phone bank to help? How would people get around that little bit of a
No, I understand, because I guess, yeah, the ID number is quite small, so usually people would require assistance. But if you do go to a bank branch, there should be what we call Digital Eagle,
yeah,
who can set up the band or the fob, whatever, for you right then and there, and just have it all set up. So, because, like, for example, I've been helping people set theirs up today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there will be someone to help you. So don't worry.
And also, I suppose, if we knew where to scan it, so, you know, when on the actual packaging, if where are the fobs on the packaging? Are they on the outside, or are they on a piece of paper on the inside of it?
Do you mean the ID?
Yeah, yeah, number. The ID number, yeah.
Okay, so you have the ID number on the piece of card which contains the SIM card.
Yeah.
And then you've also got the ID number on the SIM card itself.
So
you don't actually have it on the fob, it's on the packaging,
of course.
Or on the card.
On this card. Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you want to say? You have obviously people know about talking ATMs, they know about is there anything, any little secrets in the pipeline? Any little accessibility secrets? Because you don't just work with vision impairment, I do know that.
Yeah, no, we're trying to just get, so for example, another thing which does help people with visual impairments is the audio pins entry, and we've been getting a lot of good feedback about that. As I said, the My Computer, My Way thing also provides information for people who may have hearing impairments, cognitive, motor impairments, etc. We've also been getting some suggestions on how we can improve our products, so that is something I'll be feeding back to the rest of the team as well.
That's cool.
But yeah, no, watch the space. We're going to have, you know...
lots to do.
Yeah.
Lots of new things. There's always something going on with Barclays.
Yeah, definitely.
Lax, thank you very much for speaking to me today. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that. And I'm always more informed when I sort of speak to you guys and find out there are things I didn't even know about learning computer my way and all that kind of good stuff.
So thank you so much.
I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.